Dal talked about Marcus Wheaton's potential return, opening up some three-level throws for you. As you've read and overseen defenses so far, how much do you guys need that to open things up?
Yeah, it'll be, you know, hopefully great to get Marcus back. He brings another speed element, and we already have kind of fast guys on the outside with JB and DT. So we're kind of growing into a speed offense with Tariq and those receivers. So I think it can really stretch the defense, and, you know, we can run by guys, we can throw it deep. So it definitely adds another dimension. So it'll be great having Marcus back.
What kind of goes into developing chemistry with a guy like Marcus sort of on the fly here?
Yeah, I think, you know, we still did get a lot of work together in OTAs, and, you know, we'll work hard this week to develop, you know, get back to where we were. But unfortunately, you know, injuries happen, and he hasn't been able to be out there. But we'll be ready to go with him.
Mike, how do you turn the page after a game like that is ugly?
I think that's just, you know, part of the NFL. You have to move on. It's a week-to-week league. You know, you can never get too high, never get too low. All the games count the same, you know, wins and losses. Whether you play good, play bad, got to move on to the next week, because every week is going to be a battle. It's so competitive in this league that you can't, you know, worry about the past, can't worry about the future. You just got to stay right in the present.
How do you regain your confidence? You felt like after week one, everybody was pretty confident despite the outcome.
Yeah, I think we still have a lot of confidence as an offense. You know, we had a couple turnovers that have to eliminate. But other than that, I mean, we were moving the ball just fine. I don't know how many times we punted, but it wasn't many. It wasn't for a lack of, you know, moving the ball. It was just turning the ball over. And, you know, we'll focus on eliminating those and continue to build on the good things we did.
Like, after a game like last Sunday, are there people who are outside this team and outside this coaching staff that we lean on just to
I feel we have all the guys, you know, we need within the organization. Great coaches, great players. No one's, you know, losing focus, losing support. It's all good.
Mike, when you look at Bill with the first interception pass to Sims, and you see Shaheen open in the flat, what's the lesson there for you as a quarterback? When you review that?
Yeah, I think it's one of those plays that you like to have back. You know, every quarterback has those moments. Definitely one I'd like to have back, and I'll learn from that mistake.
Like, what did you see on that specific play when you watched it back on film in terms of the read to Deion and where?
Yeah, I think, you know, the Mike linebacker did a good job, you know, undercutting Deion, and it's my job to see him and not to make that throw.
Mike, after the game, John and a lot of teammates said, you know, it's not Mike's fault, it's a team effort. As a quarterback, how much do you put on your own shoulders in a capture game like that?
I think, you know, ultimately you're always looking for ways to improve, and when things don't go well, then you're ultimately going to look in the mirror and figure out what I can do better. And there's definitely things that I can do better from that game. There's also some things that I did well that I'll continue to build on.
Mike, what are some of the things that impress you about that
student? Yeah, they're a solid group. I mean, their front seven is really good. You know, they're one of the top defenses in the league after 2 weeks. They do a great job, you know, pressuring the quarterback, giving multiple looks on the back end. You know, their corners can make plays, so, you know, they're a really good defense that we're going to be going against.
Mike, when you see Shazier and the number of plays that you utilize, what jumps out to you?
Yeah, he can do it all. I mean, he's fast, he's explosive. They like to have him rush the passer. They have him drop in coverage. He made, you know, a couple picks that I've seen on film that, you know, it looks like he's doing one thing, and next thing you know, he's dropping it into a window, kind of tricking the quarterback. So he's definitely, you know, a high-end linebacker in the NFL.
It's difficult to not fall into those tricks when disguising it well.
Yeah, I think just have to go through the read and, you know, trust your eyes, trust your feet, and just deliver the ball.
Do you ever have receivers cut passes on four straight plays? Like, happened late in the game there?
Yeah, I mean, back in college, I had some drops. So it's just, you have to move on. I didn't, you know, yell at those guys. They know they have to make those plays, but there's no reason to harp on it. Next time, you know, I kept coming back to them. I have faith in those guys. They'll make those catches.
Like, does it matter to you whether Fox calls you out in the press conference afterwards? You know, kind of like Ben McAdoo did with Eli, and Fox did not do with you on Sunday?
I'm not really sure what you're referring to.
If Fox would criticize you, would put the blame on you publicly, does Does that matter to a quarterback that he's being called out publicly by his coach?
I think I don't see why that, you know, that could be bad. It's just him expressing his opinions. I don't know the exact instance you're talking about, but you know, me and Foxy have conversations throughout the week, things we did well and things to improve on.
Mike, during a given week, what's your work with Mitch? I mean, do you have time? I mean, you're so focused on the game ahead, but do you have time to work with him at all or see what he's doing with scouting? And what's that like
dynamic? We are together a lot. You know, we're in the meeting room together, watching film together, but it's not like I'm, you know, doing something extra on the side with him. We both have our plates full of things we have to do, and you know, but we do spend a lot of time together, but that's no different than any other quarterback group in the league.
You're doing a lot of, you know, thinking and dunking and you know, ball protection, that sort of thing. Is that fun for a quarterback?
Yeah, completing the ball is fun. I mean, that's the job of the quarterback, is to complete the football, and as long as those completions keep coming, that's what I'll keep doing.
When you're having a bad day early on Sunday, at any point did you look over your shoulder, or do you let that thought creep in your mind that, are they going to go to the other guy?
No. That's just, you know, like I said, part of playing quarterback in the NFL. Some days are better than others, and just got to stay even keeled, focus on, you know, the upcoming series, and, you know, just go out and execute.
How do you block out that noise? How do you stay
keeled? I think just kind of who I am. Never get too high, never get too low. Not worry about the past, not worry about the future, and just worry about the task at hand.
Do you feel a greater sense of urgency now to hold down your job?
It's the same. My goal every week is the same, is to win that week. And right now we're trying to get our first win, so that's where my focus is.
Thanks, everybody. Thanks,